Yeah, okay. It might be a shorter shiur today. I don't necessarily have that much to say. But anyway, we're up to the bottom of the Omer. Bottom of Samach Tes and the Beit. So the Mishnah said, Ben V'loi Bas. So the Mishnah says, Tanya, Omer B'Shimon V'dinu Shetei Bas Yu'i Elias Given Tzayir Omer. Really, in Svara, a Bas will also have a Din of Ben Tzayir Omer. Shakol Mitzvah Yineh Haver. So Rashi says, Ukshi Zaylelo V'Soyva. In other words, that should be melastimus habrius. That we don't think that's going to happen. Should be melastimus habrius. But she could do in other ways. She could be actually tarbusra. So just there should be there also should be a din of yom hazakeh val yom hazchayev in svara. We're only coming in svara. There should also be din yom hazakeh val yom hazchayev. Alexander Sakosovi, Ben Vele Bas. Yeah, it's interesting. So the Rashi learns the Svara is with Al Shem Sofer. So that's. But according to Rashi Pshat, there's a Svara and there's a Pasuk. The Svara is that a Bas should also be high. Alexander Sakosovi is that a Bas is Potter. So Rashi explains that the Svara is based on Al Shem Sofer. Because in the Al Shem Sofer, Bas should be like the Ben. Comes on the Pasuk and says, no, nonetheless, even though Al Shem Sofer, Bas should be like a Ben, but the Gzeres HaKosov is otherwise. Ben Vilei Bas. Maybe that's the Pasuk Shat. HaKom Mutsuim Eslava there. Hashem Sofer's there's an Hashem Sofer by her also. Just occurs to me now, gosh, we saw in the Ramah learns that the Hashem Sofer is that he's eroded. The Ramah learns Pshat and Hashem Sofer is that he's eroded. So where's the eroded over here? Yeah, but what is she's not going to run after an Naira Murasa. she'll be a Naira Murasa, so she'll be I don't know what there's such a thing. And Naira Murasa is running after somebody.
No, why should be running after one? She's just going to become a Naira. She's going to have to be Miragelis as a Brios to have a Beerus.
Yeah, but there's nothing right there for that. There's nothing right there for a Naira Murasa. Well, what?
But he says,
without the Ritzicha, then there would be no. There are my ass, but there's no right there by Shabbos. There's no Dithin Latil Benasha by Shabbos.
But there's no Dithin Latil by Naira Murasa.
Yeah, but the meeting like that. First of all, who says will be an Iron Maros? Like me, I could taste it. But besides that, what's
the same way you do the Hal Shabbos, which keeps Kilo. That's also pretty crazy.
Yeah, but no, when he's Malasim Shabbos, he'll be Malasim Shabbos and Shabbos too. But here, who says will be Punkta Maros? And even so, I don't. There's no. The meeting like that. Benashu and Iron Maros is that we kill him, not that we kill her. It's hard to imagine. Somebody's running after an Iron Russ will kill her. Or the Iron Russ is running after somebody will kill her. It's not just.
Just because all the cases are with
ease. I don't know, nice today. I wonder how if there are masses anything in this Gemara. I didn't look. You know, but the Ramah himself says Shabbos alone doesn't make you right. You have to come out to the right for Ritzicha. Once it's right for Ritzicha, you're just. What?
There's also a dinner for to stop people from getting his nose.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The dinner right by his nose is that we kill a man who's running after an Imaros, so he's running after Nerva. Never kill her.
She's the one that's making everyone else commit to nose.
Yeah, but I don't think it's such a din of right by that. You will kill her.
It's because the paradigm
is possible. Right. I don't think there's a halacha. There's no Ramaya, right? Let's put this on a back right here, maybe.
The Ramah in the Mishnah says that Ben Vilei Bas was brought out of Gar Nispa.
Right.
It's because we're darshaning everything that we learn out from Ben Vilei Ish. It sounds like he thinks that it's not really, it's just, we could darshan this way, but it really doesn't teach me anything. So maybe the Ramah thinks it's Pekka Machlekes Tanaim, and Rav Shimon is darsh time in the Krah. Since Rav Shimon is darsh time in the Krah, he extrapolates that Nivna Hashem Seifei, that not just the right day, but any time in the Hashem Seifei, where you'd say Yom Hazakeh, but Yom Hazchayev. would be included in Ben Sarah Meir, but the Chaim Utaka disagreed. So in the Mishnah, Ben Gulai Basis doesn't exist a kasa, but it's Agar Granis Kro.
So what is over here? This is the time of the Kro.
Yeah.
A Kol Musi Nes Lababera. Even the level of time of the Kro, but Lachara, but she's not a relative, so why even the level of time of the Kro, why should it be, why should she have such a good...
See, the Darsh time of the Kro, you don't, it's not that he's Dafka related, but that it's that he's some type of Nechsha for the entirety of the community, just like this woman will be. But if you're not Darsh time of the Kro, then you'd never jump so far.
And then you need a Pasher Vendor. Okay, we're saying a lot. Is it shaykh to learn that the Hakol Mutzi Mesla Baveira is not the Al Shem Sofer? Yeah, the Rambam is we're gonna. That's why I'm thinking that. But meanwhile, for the Rambam, that Hakol Mutzi Mesla Baveira doesn't mean that she's a Raidif. So it wouldn't even help me in the Rambam. Maybe guys are right before that. It is also nita natsila benafshe. Even though normally there's no such thing, the girl's running after the man. There's no nita natsila benafshe. But here, it's a special kind of raidif anyway. It's not the normal raidif. It's not the normal raidif. My Rambam himself says the normal raidif he would wait till he went to the Parshas Drachim. It's a new Parshas Drachim. I said yod the Torah l'sayv daik. It's a yod the Torah l'sayv daik the kind of raidif. So maybe in the yod the Torah l'sayv daik the kind of raidif. Maybe there's such a musuk of it was normally Sashaik, but she's running after somebody. When she's running after somebody, he could just say no. You know, somebody's running after Naim Rosa to be my answer. How could she run after somebody like there? So you don't have, there's no need to let that Shaikh from Mitzias and Nitin Latsi Lubanashi. And maybe here, this is a kind of Mitzias of Nitin Latsi Lubanashi by the girl. And then the others, her, let's say, died. To the end of the day, it's going to come out. It's going to come out for us. Maybe. Akapanik, it's a Mokamid. Certainly a Mokamid over here. The Fila Rama, where's the Raidif over here? It's not a kasha on the Al Shem Sofer per se. Now, you know, we said at the time, the Rama is a chiddush, that Al Shem Sofer means Raidif. When the Torah Meir is needed Al Shem Sofer, it means Yom HaZakev or Yom HaZchayev. It doesn't do with Raidif. At the Poshup Shad of the Mishnah even. Poshup Shad of the Mishnah, when Torah Meir is Al Shem Sofer in Nerag, Omer Torah, Yom HaZakev or Yom HaZchayev. The Poshup Shad in the Mishnah is Al Shem Sofer, it means Yom HaZakev or Yom HaZchayev. The Al Shem Sofer is, it's a prophylactic. We should be Mamesim now when he's a Zakai than to be Mamesim later. And nothing to do with Raidif. That's not what Raidif is. Raidif is that Yom HaZakev or Yom HaZchayev. Raidif is that so we kill him to save the Nidah. So the Poshup Shad in the Mishnah is Al Shem Sofer in there. We kill him in order that it should be Yom HaZakev or Yom HaZchayev. Nothing to do with Raidif at all. The Ramah is a Chiddush. The Al Shem Sofer Nerag means Raidif. Then the Ramah is Alarichus. So what's the Yom HaZakev about Yom HaZchayev? Because even if he's a Raidif, so why not wait till he's Mamash a Raidif? So we kill him now at the beginning of the being a Raidif, this pre-Raidif stage, in order that it should be Yom HaZakev about Yom HaZchayev. If you wait till he's Mamash a Raidif, then it'll be Yom HaZchayev. We kill him now when he's a Chiddush to Karaidif, a Yor Dator, a Yor Dator, to Karaidif. Normally we wouldn't do that. Here we do that because of Yom HaZakev about Yom HaZchayev. It's all in the Ramah. I'm saying the kashya is particularly on the Ramah. After the Ramah, make a taste that has anything to do with Raidif. But the Ramah introduced over here the concept of Raidif. That's what I'm asking. So how could she be a Raidif? Maybe this kind of unique Raidif, she could also be a Raidif. She's a Raidif to be machshel people in Znos. Maybe it's also kind of a. And this Mechudish the Raidif, maybe there's also such a Muslim. Anyway, the Rambam, as you know, the Rambam. Says a svar. Now Gemara sounds like it's the tour of a bastard. It's exactly a kosher. Forget the svar is that she should be chayav. The Rama says that it's a svar. Rama's in the Perek Zayin. There is a kosher who she yisokel ben sarim mer aval abas eni lidoinis bedin ze. She ain't dark. He starts off Xeris HaKosov. Hurry, that's what he means. Xeris HaKosov, she yisokel ben Sarah Meir. What does he mean, Xeris HaKosov, she yisokel ben Sarah Meir? Whereas he means as opposed to a bas. Again, Xeris HaKosov, she yisokel ben Sarah Meir. Strange lotion. I don't know why you need a mitzvah for a tumtum. He's a suffer. If he's a ben, then he's not going to nivshach hachata leisa. If he's a bas, then he's a bas. Why don't we need a special deloy tumtum? He's a suffer. He's a suffer. Can't kill him. I don't know why he needs a mitzvah. Yeah. Oh yeah, Taka says it. Don't have the sword in Dr. Lee Moshe. And he did. So again, Rabbi's lesson is the mice is funny. He starts with Xeris Akosuf, Shesoko Ben Sayamara, Avalabas Ain't Any Dinus. He should say Xeris Akosuf, Shabas Ain't Any Dinus.
We have a different text.
Xeris Akosuf, Shaloy Soko Elo Ben Sayamara. Aval habas ain any dinus bedinze. Well, that makes more sense. Okay. Xeris hakosuf that only a ben. Aval habas ain any dinus bedinze. She ain darkly mosher pachilu v'shtiyakish. Shnei lo mitzayim mer. V'loy bas. V'loy tumtum v'andreginus. Tumtum shenikra v'dim tzocha. Ain an asim mitzayim mer. Shnei mer kiel ish ben. Ashi yed ben mishas avaya. Anas here. Yeah. Okay, anyway, leaving Tumtum aside, I think Tumtum is a little bit problematic, but leaving Tumtum aside, just to mention, I still don't understand the drasha ben v'loy tumtum. Manashach. If he turns out to be in a keva, so it's ben v'loy bas. And if he turns out to be a zachar, so that's a different meal. That he has to be a ben. What's his lashon? He has to be a ben mishas asra. V'chiel ish ben. He has to be a ben mishas asra. So not a meal ben v'loy tumtum. It's ben v'loy bas. There's an extra din that he has to be a ben mishas asra. I don't know why the Ram brings the drasha ben v'loy tumtum. Ben v'loy tumtum, ben v'loy bas, and then there's another din. He has to be a ben. We have to know that he's a ben. Mishas asra. Anyway, I don't know. Let's leave tumtum outside. So anyway, the Reish Lakish asks the Ram says that it's a sfar. Ain dark ali moshech. But the Gemara says that it's a xeris hakosuf. Yeah, it passes some other tests. The answer is that the Rama held that the Xeris HaKosov is a Megala. It's not Stam Xeris HaKosov. The Xeris HaKosov is a Megala that ain't darkly a Moshech. In other words, somebody says this, I don't remember who says this. Yeah, the Chumashin says it. The Xeris HaKosev is Megala L'Svar. No, it's not a Svar with no Amayon. Amayon always say, maybe it is Darkly Moshech, certainly to a certain degree Darkly Moshech. So Torah's Megala, no, that's not the degree of Darkly Moshech that we need. We need the Darkly Moshech of Ben. Let's say. What was still bothering me in the Yerushalmi, this member that we have here in the Bavli, of Rav Shimon, we have in the Yerushalmi also, but Yerushalmi is broader. We mentioned this Yerushalmi at the beginning of the parak. Yerushalmi says, "Kol ilim ilayah ben Tzoya Meira, milin delay mistavrin." That everything in Ben Tzoya Meira, it's all against the Svar. Because in Svara, who's worse, a Ben or a Bas? Who's Zoyle Vesoyle? Says the Yerushalmi, a Bas is worse. And who, I guess because it's unnatural. Girl's supposed to be, you know, sugar and spice and everything nice, and it's worse. And then the Yerushalmi says, and who's worse, a gadol or a gadol or a katan? No, an adult who's oil v'sayve or a teenager? That's worse than an adult. And the Torah said only yachi yakif hazokim, who's a ben v'loish. And who's worse? Somebody's gone to Mishal Aviv or he's gone to Mishal Acherim? Gone to Mishal Acherim is probably worse. Anyway, the Shami holds that's worse. Gone to Mishal Acherim is worse. And yet the Torah said that it's the other way around. Only gone to Mishal Aviv and only Ben Vilayish and only Ben Vilay Bas. El Xeris Melechu. Xeris Melech. Chor, the Lashon of Xeris Melech is stronger than Xeris HaKosov. Xeris HaKosov means I wouldn't know it in Svara, so I need a Pasuk. But after the Pasuk, maybe he's still a Svar. You know, this Pasuk's Megala, the Svar. Xeris Melech sounds like he's saying, it's like a Chayk. Xeris Himilophonai. It doesn't make any sense, but Xeris Melech. Eilachar is just Laharach around. That's the Chor, the Mashmois. Xeris Melech. That's already not like the Rama. The Rama says that it is a Svar. It's not Xeris Melech. Maybe it's Xeris HaKosov. But I don't hear that it's Xeris Melech. And truth is that the other two items in the Yerushalmi also shvur. The Xeris Melech, Gana Mishal Av and Vidloy Mishal Acherim. It's Xeris Melech. The Gemara says a svar for Gana Mishal Aviv. Later on, Ayin Aleph. Shchicha Lei. It's more his father's money is more available. It's very hard to go steal other people's money. So in the Spasoif Mechala Moman Aviv and Al Shem Soif, your father is worse. Father's worse because the money's more available, so he'll get more addicted. It's more available. He has, you know, father's credit card. He can always break into the other people. It's harder to arrange the theft. And the same thing, the MS Ben Vilayish also, the Rama says as far, Yotzim Rishu Sahab. The Rama says the Hikif Hazotah is Potash Shekhar Yotzim Rishu Sahab. Chayyad Ram means, so it lacks in the Mirita, in the father. He's not in the Shusab. You know, part of the Mentorim Mera, we talked at the beginning of the parak, is that an Ikkar in the Mentorim Mera. At first I thought that in the Rambam the Ikkar ben Tzoya Meira is that he's married b'shus Aviv, because the Rambam is lush in the beginning of the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim is Shloya HaBen Tzoya U'Meira Al Shkol Aviv Ima. So the Lord's Mashma, the main agenda of Ben Tzoya Meira is that he's married b'shus Aviv Ima. And that's why if he's so old that he's no longer b'shus Aviv, he's already Hikkar Hazokon, so he's no longer, it lacks in the Meridah. Afterwards, Olam pointed out to me the Rambam, and I think Chesky pointed out the Rambam Mayin Nevuchim sounds like the Ikkar of Ben Tzoya Meira is the Taiva Shabbat. It is about Taiva. I'm talking about Taiva, how terrible Taiva is, and at least the person gets caught up in it, and that's the idea of Ben Tzoya Meira, since he's so low in his Taiva, so the Sof is going to be that he's going to be molested and Sebrias to satisfy his Taiva. There, the Rambam makes it sound like the Merit is not the main thing. The Merit is certainly an element. But it's part of the. Well, that's why I thought I maybe shifted my thinking that maybe the Ikkar Ben Tzoya Meira is Hakadosh Taiva. But nonetheless, the Rama holds that part of the being Ben Tzoya Meira is that he's married Be'ov of Imoy, meaning he's a Baal Taiva who can't be restrained. Even his parents' Rishus doesn't restrain him. He satisfies his Taivas, he breaks the restraint of more of parental authority in order to satisfy his Taivas. So in the end, he'll break every restraint to satisfy his Taivas. But the Ikkar is the Taiva Shavuot, not the Merida. But the Merida is part of it. So if there's no Merida, because he's now too old to be B'shus Aviv, so Ram says then already there's not. Here parenthetically, I was thinking afterwards. Lemaisa the Rambam beginning in the mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchas Ma'amrim, he does say Shloyei Ma'amrim v'kol Ovim. He does seem to put the focus on the Hamra and the Merida. On the other hand, the Rambam in the Merida Vukum puts the focus on the Taiva. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs also, and in Perek Zayin, never talks about it in terms of Merida. He talks about the Achila Mechueres. The Rambam keeps having this lashon Achila Mechueres. We want to play Achila Mechueres. Really, it does sound like in the Merida Vukum that the main thing is the Taiva, not so much the Merida. The Merida is just a Tanai. You see what a big Taiva is, that he's married Bava Vima in order to satisfy the Taivas. So why the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Ma'amrim, why there did he make the focus Shloyim Ma'amrim v'kol Ovavim? So I thought maybe that the Rambam did it over there that way. It's talking not where the main focus should be, but the Rambam highlighted the Merida aspect of it because the Rambam wanted to explain why he put it in Hilchas Ma'amrim. And I think I had I thought that perhaps this has to be checked out. But I know at least one other example where the Rambam uses the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of the halacha to explain why he chose to put this halacha in this place. Where?
Bye.
Yeah, by Kavus HaMeis, by Eivel. The beginning of Hilchas Aveilos, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the beginning of Hilchas Aveilos, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah l'savala l'akoyvim, and afilu l'akoyin is metame to be koyver and l'savala l'akoyvim. And he says, so meaning Aveilos has to do with Kavur. The mitzvah of Avelis Lenach Loi Tam, which is mitzvah Kfura, and then the Ram says, that's why I put these halachas of Avelis in Hilchas Sefer Zeh and Hilchas in Sefer Shoftim. Meaning, what is Avelis doing in Sefer Shoftim? You know, if you had to guess where to look, if you didn't know where Hilchas Avelis is in the Ramam, so you would look in Zmanim and Kedusha, and you would look around, you would never dawn on you to look in Hilchas Sefer Shoftim. So why in Sefer Shoftim? So the Ram says, because it has to do with Kfura, and Kfura is learned to happen in the Pesukim by Tolu. The whole mitzvah of Kfura is said by Kiyah B'ish Chet Mishpat Mavis V'humos. So therefore, the Rambam put Hilchas Avelus. So the Rambam says that's why I put Hilchas Avelus over here in Sefer Shoftim. So you see, he uses those minyan mitzvahs at the beginning to explain why this halacha is in this place. So I don't have to see if there's any other evidence of such a pattern. But maybe that's why over here also, Rambam wants to explain why is this in Hilchas Ma'amrim and Tzorim. It's about Taiva. It should be in Hilchas Kedusha, Machalos Asurus or something. Says no, because part of the mitzvah is part of the dinah ben tzoyim mayra is that he's mamre al kol ovav imay. So he puts it there at the beginning to explain the connection to the Hilchas Ma'amrim. Anyway, be that as it may, that's a minor muska. Yeah. Yeah, Ram has the yisur l'soichlo adam, right? Maybe that's part of the mikudavir. No, there's room here to say Torah. Say Torah over here. Probably has the second halachah. Yerushalmi has the sixth. Maybe that's make a machlekes. Akoponim. So akoponim. So my question is that in Yerushalmi it says gzeres melech, and all of these things are not gzeres melech. They're svar. They may be gzeres hakosuf, but it's hard. But they're not gzeres melech. So I was thinking that maybe Gzeres Melech means, maybe the Rambam learned that Gzeres Melech means Al Shem Sofer. You know, like this. We anyway saw. The Rambam does not bring the idea of Al Shem Sofer at all, not in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and not in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Ma'amrim. There's no mention in the Rambam of Al Shem Sofer. Ram says, there's an asor, l'seich l'aladon, you need to have hasra. We saw the Ram sheet, you need hasra for the hasra seidim, Rashi sounds that way, you don't need hasra seidim. The Ram also needs hasra seidim. The whole focus in the Ram is l'seich l'aladon, it's a lav, and there's a hasra in the lav, and the oinish is first malchus, kecholah, like any lav, says the Ram, and then there's a chiyav miso. There's no mention of anything about Hashem Sofer. The only place where the Ram talks about Hashem Sofer is in the Moreh Nebuchadnezzar. They already tells me Al Shem Sofer. The Pshat is because, so we say, I said it at the beginning of the parak, that apparently the Rambam holds that Al Shem Sofer is just it's a time of the crop. No, the Rebunishim's cheshbon over here, why the Rebunishim was so machmir in L'Soich L'Aladom is because Al Shem Sofer was there. But as far as the Yaneinu, as far as the Halacha is concerned, it's Bahadik Hashad Rechman Olamli. That's the Rosh Hashanah's business. Why he was so machmel l'soichel al adam? That's time of the crow. The Rambam in the Yad doesn't talk about time of the crow. The Mor Nebuchim, the Rambam is time of emitzus. Those v'kitzer Hashem soifer. The Rambam learns his time of emitzus. Is time of emitzus. So it belongs to the Mor Nebuchim, but it doesn't belong in the Yad. Doesn't belong in sefer emitzus. It's pure halacha. And halacha, we don't care about time of emitzus. So just so there's no as opposed to the Moshe l'Ramah. The Ramah holds no. That's the getter of the halacha. The halacha is that he's a roidif. The whole chiyuv is asroidif, and you don't take it. Don't need a hasra. That's a whole different world. But the Rambam learned Al Shem Soif is just time of the Krah, but as far as Halacha is concerned, the Gedr Haveira is like Soichel Ahadom with the Chiyav Malkus and the Chiyav Misa Vesulei Midi. Rebbein Shlom, his judgment is the time of the Krah is the Al Shem Soif. So that being the case, that by the Rambam, the Al Shem Soif is not in the Gedr Halacha. The Al Shem Soif is like why Rebbein Shlom did it. Like what did Rebbein Shlom want? Why was Rebbein Shlom so machmir and so amir? That's the Al Shem Soif. But as far as the as halachic man is concerned, we don't care about Al Shem Soif. What we care about is like Soichel Al Adam. So maybe we could take that a step further and say that that's what the Ram learned, that that's what it means. Zeres Melech. Meaning, as far as we're concerned, so it's an avera like Soichel Al Adam, and so it's an avera like any other avera. And if you look at it as an avera like any other avera, so the svara would be, why should it possibly be worse than a ben in the like Soichel Al Adam in the zayil v'soyve. And the Achila Mechleris of Zoyla B'Soyve, a Bas is worse than a Ben. A Bas of Zoyla B'Soyve is worse than a Ben. So in Svar, I would say, L'Soychel Adom, a Bas of Zoyla B'Soyve, B'nein Uzeh Soyra Meira, Zoyla B'Soyve, a Bas is worse. And likewise, Gona Mishal Aviv is not as bad as Gona Mishal Acherim. Gona Mishal Acherim is worse. If you're looking at the here and now, the Avera that he's doing right now, Gona Mishal Acherim is worse than Gona Mishal Aviv. You know, every kid breaks into the cookie jar. That's it's also Gona Mishal Aviv, but it's not so bad as breaking to somebody in the neighbor's cookie jar. So in the here and now, Gona Mishal Acherim is worse. And likewise, what was the third thing in the Yerushalmi? What was the third item in the Yerushalmi?
Cotton.
Yeah, cotton. Right, cotton. In the right now, a gadol is worse than a cotton. A gadol zayil v'sayve is worse than a cotton zayil v'sayve. He should know better. Says the Yerushalmi. Nonetheless, it's Xeris Melech from the Rebbein Shlom's point of view. It's the other way around. Because the Rebbein Shlom is interested in the Hashem Soifei. And the Hashem Soifei Ben is worse than Abbas, like the Ram says, because he's more Nimshach Achata Aloysov. So right now, her behavior is worse. But it's not going to lead to anything so much. But his behavior, right now, maybe we expected it. But it's more Shaloi Kedera Chateva that she should be Zayil V'Soyve than him. So right now, when she does it, it's worse. But in the long term, in the Hashem Soifei, he's worse because it's darkly Moshach Achata Aloysov. The same thing with Gonim Shalovim. In the right now, Gonim Shalachem is worse. But in the Al Shem Soifa, in the Rebbein Shlom's perspective, Gonim Shalovim is worse, like the Gemara says, because it's Shikalei. This is already going to become a habit, because the money's always available, so he gets used to stealing from the father, so he's going to keep stealing from the father, and Soifa Megamer, and Nichse Maman Oviv, and so on, like the Gemara says. And likewise, perhaps with Gadol and Kotten. In the right now, Gadol is worse, because the Gadol is no better than the Kotten. But in the Al Shem Soifa, the Kotten is worse. First of all, the Kotten is worse, maybe, because it's more Al Shem Soifa. Like, you know, he has more time to deteriorate. And maybe it's also worse because you have the element of Merida in the father. So since you see these, that he's not restrained in the being Zoyla V'Soyvi, the Gadol is worse. But on the other hand, you see this Kotten, he's a Kotten who ignores the parent to be Zoyla V'Soyvi. So in the Al Shem Soifa, that's worse. Because he's Zoyla V'Soyvi and nothing restrains him. So in the end, it'll be that there won't be any further restraints. Anyway, the kitzur, that's what I want to say. That the Ram learned that the Xeris Melech is synonymous with Al Shem Soif. That's what it means, Xeris Melech. It means in the Al Shem Soif perspective, it's worse. So that's Xeris Melech. The Rebbein Shlom, the Melech, he cares about the Al Shem Soif. We would have cared about the Svar, we would have cared about the here and now. That's the Xeris Melech. So maybe that's the Pshat here in the Ramam as well. So maybe that's why the Ramam brings the. So maybe it's good. The Ram, it is a Svar, but it's a Svar in Al Shem Soif. A Svar in Al Shem Soif is called Xeris Melech. So if this is true, I don't know if it's true, but if it's true, I have to know how to read the Gemara by us in the Bavli. When the Gemara said "Bedinu shadei basru yulias kiben sayer emara," in Svara she should be chayev. Shakol mitzuyin etzla bavera el exeris hakosu l'ben v'loy bas. So Rashi learns the Svara is in the Al Shem Soifa. In Svara, bas is worse than the Al Shem Soifa, but it's exeris hakosu. The way I want to understand the way I want to read the Yerushalmi. the Svara is before the Al-Shem Sofer. The Xeris HaKosuv is the Al-Shem Sofer. The Svara is always without the Al-Shem Sofer. So we'll have to read the Gemara that the Bedinu Shetebas really is Ben Sarimara, that in Svara Bas should be a Ben Sarimara, is going to have to mean without the Al-Shem Sofer. In the right now, the Bas is worse. So I'm not so sure how well that reads. It's going to have to mean that the right now is worse, because when she's Zoyla V'Soyve, I have to say, in the right now, when she's Zoyla V'Soyve, it's worse because Hakol Mitzuyin Esla Baveira. No, but how? Well, at least it's bad. But yeah. The point is that the way I want to learn up the Yerushalmi for the Rambam, I want to say that the Svara is always without Hashem Sofer. When it says Gzeres Melech, that means now that we introduce the Gzeres Melech is the Hashem Sofer. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's perspective. But from our perspective, we would have said forget the Hashem Sofer the Bas is worse than the Ben. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. If I want the Bavli to dovetail with the Yerushalmi and to dovetail with the whole scheme, so I'll have to say that in the Bavli as well, that when the Bavli says that in Svara the Bas should also be a Mitzvah Mara, the Bavli means without the Al-Shem Sofer. The Al-Shem Sofer, when you get the Al-Shem Sofer, you're ready in the Xeris HaKosuv. The Svara is always without the Al-Shem Sofer. So Svara would have said that the Bas is Chayev and the Bas should also be Chayev. Because in the right now, her Zoyl V'Soyve is at least as bad as his being Zoyl V'Soyve, maybe worse than his Zoyl V'Soyve. Shakol M'Suyin Esla Bavera. Maybe it's a little bit different. What's Shakol M'Suyin Esla Bavera? Her Zoyl V'Soyve right now is worse. Her wild parties are worse than his wild party. But in Al-Shem Sofer, he's worse because... It's hard to say what. Yeah, but... Okay, I don't know, but it's...
That's good. Isn't it just much easier to say that Rabbi's just going like the at least because the only time he mentions it here is because it, at least three is by this one. Yeah, like the Rabbi sounds like the Bavli. This one is there is gossip, and you know what? Once the other two got it as far that the Bavli was able to come up with as opposed to this one.
The Rabbi only says there is a gossip over here. So what does that mean? The Rambam holds that the other ones Rambam doesn't say this, he says Kosov. He says it's Halacha Mifia Kabbalah. And he doesn't say those are as far as either. The dinner has to be Gan Mishal Avim Loi Mishal Acherim, and then it has to be Rambam calls it Halacha Mifia Kabbalah. I don't know that's worse than less. I don't know that that's anything less than Xeris HaKosuv. It's just Torah Shavu'al Peh, not Torah Shavu'al Ksav. The halacha of Chikif HaZok, on that one, the Ram has a svar. Yotzim Shusav. That the Ram's taka says a svar. It doesn't say it's Xeris HaKosuv. It says Shikor Yotzim Shusav.
The point was more like that the Bavli doesn't just itself outright say that these are bizarre. Like it kind of hints to reason. Itself,
yeah, but where is this going to take us? So we're going to say, let's say in the Yishami that will say the pshat that I said. Xeris Melech.
It bothers the Rambam. It's the only one that's has no svara whatsoever. There's no framework we can place this in. It's the only one. The other one bothers you, the other ones.
But this one also the Rambam gives a svara.
But that's why he starts off. He says this one is admittedly a harder svara to hit. But I think I have the suggestion.
Yeah, look at me, but I want to fit everything into this scheme. I'm not sure of this last part. No, also because what appeals to me about what I'm saying is that on the one hand, in the beginning of the paragraph, we also grappled with this. On the one hand, the Rambam never says Al-Shem Sofer. He never says it. There's not a mention anywhere in the Rambam, again, except in Moreh Nebuchadnezzar, but there's no mention here about Al Shem Sofer. So the Rambam Chari has to be understood, all the halakhos, without recourse to Al Shem Sofer. And we also noticed that you really see that, whereas by Rashi, the Al Shem Sofer is like the constant explanation. Everything that happens in the parak, by Rashi, the explanation is because it lacks an Al Shem Sofer. Every halakha that we have, I mean, that's an exaggeration, but say the Rashi keeps giving explanations, especially going forward, we'll see more, that this is potter because it's leimim shecha. So it's not so meshubach, and it won't be nimshech, and therefore it lacks in the Al Shem Sofer. So you need yayin ha'italki, because other yayin is not so meshubach, so there's no Al Shem Sofer. And it can't be fully cooked because he's a ganav, and he won't be nimshech and sofer. And it can't be mozuk completely because then it's not meshubach and it lacks, and it's not nimshech and it lacks the Al Shem Sofer. And basar oif, it's not nimshech, so it lacks an Al Shem Sofer. But Rashi, the one size fits all explanation for most of what happens in the details of the achilah ben sarim ma'ir is that it has to be nimshach, has to be so meshubach that it's addictive, and therefore it'll come that you have the consideration of Al Shem Sofer. And most of those things, the Rambam gives different explanations. The Rambam never says that something has to be meshubach. Da'ani talki, the Rambam doesn't bring at all. And Basar Oif, the Rambam says alachem via Kabbalah. And Mavushal Kol Tzoche, the Rambam says because it lacks in or Mozak Kol Tzoche, the Rambam says because it's not kederach agagaron and shaisim, it's not the way drunks drink, so it lacks in zol v'sayvet. We'll see later on. Probably today we'll still see that, and so on and so forth. The whole notion of being meshubach, that has to be meshubach, the Rambam doesn't have. And it's very striking. Also, Tatlachas, we're going to maybe wait till we get there. We'll probably get there today. But when the Rambam talks about raw meat, that you put it for raw meat or yayin megitoy, so the Rambam says, you know why you put it? Because it's a mikra, it's a freak. Doesn't say it's not meshubach. It's a freak. Nobody could keep this up. It's a freakish thing. But we have to say it's freakish. It's not meshubach. But Rashi is a very high bar. It has to be meshubach, because it has to be that it's mimshuch. And the Rambam doesn't have it. And I thought it at the time, at the beginning of the parak, the Rambam holds that there's no such thing. There's no Ashim Sofer. We don't care. The Halacha doesn't know about Ashim Sofer. In Moreh Nebuchadnezzar, we know about Ashim Sofer. But the Halacha doesn't know about Ashim Sofer. And therefore, there's no such thing. There's a tour of something which is freakish, because that's not called Zolu Vasovet. It's not a Zolu Vasovet right now. If he does something freakish, you know, he wants to get into Guinness Book of World Records, that doesn't make him a Zolu Vasovet. So a freakish thing is not a Zolu Vasovet. But the notion has to be Meshubach, that it should be Lee Tal Shem Sofer, that the Rambam doesn't bring La Halacha at all. That's what I thought at the beginning of the parak. On the other hand, here when it comes to Bas, the Rambam does all of a sudden have this notion that she's nimshach, that a ben is nimshach achat avosel, and a bas is not nimshach as achat avosel. It sounds like the Rambam does have this notion of being mimshach, and the Gemara does have it. The Gemara does say it by achilas mitzvah. The Gemara says that it's loy mimshach. The Rambam says it's exer sakosuf. All things that we're going to be learning going forward. The Rashi says why is achilas mitzvah potter? The next mishnah is achilas mitzvah is potter. So Rashi learns because loy mimshach. Achilas haver is exer sakosuf. But an aveira is not even kol shamayim, so that's exeris hakosuf. But achilas mitzvah potter, says Rashi, because loy mimshecha. And the Rambam says everything's exeris hakosuf. Achilas mitzvah is exeris hakosuf, and achilas aveira is exeris hakosuf. The Rambam has exeris hakosuf. Enenu shemeh bekalenu, whereas this person is yotzu zeshu shemeh bekal ovav shabashamayim. So you shami them. But the Rambam holds exeris hakosuf. But the Gemara says because it's loy mimshecha. The Gemara says achilas mitzvah takalei mimshecha. So there is even in the Rambam's world, it's like that. There are loose edges over here. There are loose threads. There does seem to be some notion over here about being lei mimshecha. So that's what I thought now with this Yerushalmi, that maybe here's a kosuv ashlishi. The Rambam agrees that there is a concept of al shem sofer even in halacha, and therefore there are certain things. There are certain pturim that are based on the concept of leimimshecha. Abbas is potter because leimimshecha, and achilas mitzvah takel gemara says it's potter because leimimshecha. And what was the other one? Abbas is potter. The Rambam says because she's not nimshecha. Sachat aveisel. And achilas mitzvah. The gemara takel says the pturim is because it's leimimshecha. No. What? Raw meat. No, but raw meat is not. Raw meat, the Rambam says, because it's a freak. Oh, there's another one about the mitzvah. It's one day old. We'll see if we get to the one. We'll worry about that later. So, but our components, I thought maybe here's the cost of Ashlishi. The cost of Ashlishi is, yes, the Ram agrees there's a concept of Hashem Sofer. But the Ram holds that Hashem Sofer is Exeris Melech. Meaning it needs a pasuk. In Svara, we don't reckon with Hashem Sofer. The Exeris HaKosov sometimes reckon with Hashem Sofer because Hashem Sofer is Exeris Melech. So Ben Vilevas is Exeris HaKosov. That could be also Leimim Shecha. Exeris HaKosov could work with Leimim Shecha. Or Achilles Mitzvah, the Ram holds Exeris HaKosov. So Exeris HaKosov could work with Leimim Shecha. But not without Exeris HaKosov. Where there's Exeris HaKosov, so you could have a notion that maybe this Exeris HaKosov is based on Leimim Shecha. But in Svara, there's no system. In Svara, that's Milay the Leimim Stavra. So the Mashal Gayanai Talki, the Ram doesn't have it all. But you need Gayanai Talki. Because that's a Svara. Say so you need Gayanai Talki because that's the Leimim Shubach. That's not Exeris. There's no possible for that. So the Ram doesn't have that at all. Ram says, there's no mention in the Ram about Yayin Ayitalki. And so on. So that's why I thought this is very appealing. This is a way to sort of bridge that gap. On the one hand, the Ram never brings Al Shem Sofer. It sounds like the Halacha doesn't know about Al Shem Sofer. And yet on the other hand, by Ben Vilei Bas, the Ram does have this notion of she's not Nimshech HaChata Aleseh. And the Gemara does have the notion of Leim Nimshech by Achilles Mitzvah. Which the Ram says is Exeris HaKosel. But the Gemara says it's because it's Leim Nimshech. So. Here's the that's the hachra. There's an Hashem Sofer on the level of Zeres Melech, but not a level of Svara low. Yeah, so that's the, but the one thing that's bothering me now a little bit about this is just the Lashon Gemara over here. Bedin l'shutei basi uliyas ben kivin sayer meyer. Shakol mitzvin esle baveir. The Gemara ought to have said that bedinu that the basi be a ben sayer meyer because in the Svara we don't care about Hashem Sofer. In the Svara we just care about Zeres Melech and a basi Zeres Melech is certainly just as bad. As a ben usayil of a savior, as the taiva of the here and now, the bas's taiva is certainly just as bad as the ben's taiva. To be a bas's usayil of a savior is as bad as a ben usayil of a savior. But we're just going to have to go the extra mile. That I come and see mesla baver. What is that? That sounds like the way Rashi explains that. That sounds like a consideration of Hashem Sofer. And maybe not. Maybe somehow the Ram learned. I'm not quite sure exactly what it means. That the I come and see mesla baver is in the now. That her being soil of a soil is worse than his being soil of a soil. Again, I don't know exactly how to translate that into real terms. But somehow, maybe her being soil of a soil right now is worse than his. Because I call him a soil. But in the ultimate cheshman of Al Shem Sofer, in the Xeris HaMelech cheshman, so then she's not Nimshech as Achat HaVeisel. She may have Pivus right now, and that's as bad as the Ben, and maybe worse because I call him a soil. Maybe that means like this, a Ben who's Shaku in his Pivus. So he's Shaku in his Pivus. A girl who's Shaku in her Pivus. So she's a barbishus or Adam, in her being. So that's in the right now it's worse, but in the Hashem Sofer the boy is worse than that to go. But that's Xeris Melech. That needs a pasuk. Anything that touches Hashem Sofer needs to have a Xeris Melech. Anyway, that's what I want to suggest. A little bit speculative, but we'll bring together a lot of things. Yeah, you want to listen? Let's see later. Yeah, it says the Mishnah. Meim esai chayev. Yishayechal tatim abosir of yishtach hatzi loy gayin ha'italki. The Ram is mashmit the din of italki. I mean, I don't know if he didn't have the girsa. The Ram italki doesn't appear at all. Yeah.
Sorry, just does the Ram use the
lashon of zersenach? He says yes, a kosov. I think it's the same thing. I just said that, you know, if I only say yes, a kosov. It could say Xeris HaKosov means a svar that I need Xeris HaKosov to be Megala. The Lashon Yishami Xeris Melech is a stronger Lashon. It sounds to me like it's a Xeris Melech. But once I have that notion of Xeris Melech, so Rami is Lashon Xeris HaKosov, but it means Xeris Melech. Yeah, it's not like there's a formal distinction between Xeris Melech and Xeris HaKosov. Just my Hagosha is that in the word Xeris HaKosov we could have been Nidchak. We could have said b'doichot that Xeris HaKosov means a svar that needs Xeris HaKosov. That's not the posh of Xeris HaKosov either. But I could have been soivul l'doichot that Xeris HaKosov means the Torah is megala svar, like the Lechon says. But in the words Xeris Melech, it's harder to be soivul such an interpretation. Xeris Melech, it's hard to believe it means Xeris Melech is a svar that the Torah is megala. That's called Xeris Melech. So I don't think that's not the simple meaning Xeris HaKosov either. But we could have had we could have forced ourselves to say that Xeris HaKosov means a svar. Xeris Melech for sure doesn't need a svar. That's what I'm saying. Nechrami, Zeres Melech means Hashem Sofer, and Zeres HaKosov means the same thing. Yeah, let's go. Let's go by that. Name is a chayef. Mishirich al tatim abos of ishach hatzi lagayin ha'itapin. Rashi says, "Mengor mefarshlo hamas is a tatima." Yain italki says Rashi toivim ulahu umimshich basrei. This is in Rashi all the time. The refrain, it's meshubach and therefore he's nimshich basrei. Aval chamer charina ain't a chayev bechatzilut, but other wine is not chayev because it's not so meshubach. I don't know what it even means. What bezman matan tayer the chib and tayer meyer was said for Italian wine. If they had Italian wine, bezman matan tayer. You know, in Chabad they have a Messiah that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Yanova for the Sregim, not to Genoa, so maybe they sent along some wine too. Yeah, right, so maybe it was like there was some other Yayin Me'ula at that time, whatever the Yayin Me'ula is in that time and place. The Ram doesn't bring Yayin at all, doesn't say Yayin Me'ula in the Ram, it says Yayin, doesn't say anything about Me'ula. Yeah, I don't know if the Rambam had the Girsi Talki. What is he Talki according to the Rambam? Maybe you could say, yeah.
It's possible that, I mean, this part's something that you can figure out if it's true, but it's possible that the Rambam had the Girsi Talki, but he thought that at the time of Chazal there was bad wine and there was a Talki, which was good wine.
Right. Yeah, so that would be good if the Rambam at least said you need has to be Yayin Tov.
I mean, it just
oh, there was some bad wine that they had that we don't have. All our wine is good wine. That's what it would have to say. I would be nichol if the Rambam would have said it has to be Yayin Meshubach. So would say then it was Yayin Eitalki. You know, today it would be French wine, or Lahavdil wine from the Golan or something. You know. But Rambam doesn't have the words at all. The Rambam doesn't even have that. I thought maybe something. Maybe you could say like this. Maybe the Rambam learned that Yayin Eitalki doesn't mean that it's Meshubach. And Yayin Eitalki means like this. That saying a shir, Chatzilug Yayin Eitalki. The Gemara says that the wine has to be mozug to a certain extent. Mozug v'le mozug. It has to be partially cut with water. So Yesh Lodin is the shir after it's cut with water or before it's cut with the water? I'm a first in the Gemara. A Chatzilug Yayin after you add the water or before you add the water? I don't know if it's some first in the Gemara, if it's for sure not a first. It's not really some afurish in Rambam either, Bamas. The Rambam's lashon is that ain't a chayiv skilo. Yishda yayin mozug. Yederach shagaron hagaronim shaisim. Hu sheyoichel mishkol chamishim dinar mibaser zeh b'malug ma'achas. Yishda chatzilug miyayin zeh b'vas achas. Yayin ze. I don't know exactly what yayin ze. Yayin ze. I don't know what the ze is. Yish techatzilug mi yayin ze. So maybe it means this the yayin ze after it's cut. What's the yayin ze? This is boss ze also. You're right. It means the money. It means the wine that he bought with the stolen money. Oh, you're understanding, right? Right. Ain't a chayav skila sheyikne mishal ove veyikne bosa bezel veyayin bezel. Veyoychel yish techutz mishas ove bechabur shikul reiknim chay. Veyoychel habosa chay veain a chay mavushel veain a mavushel kederach shaganav ma'achon veyish da yayin mozuk kederach shagagronim shaisum. Vusha yoychel mishkol chamishim dinorim mi bosa ze. Yeah, you're right. It's the wine that he bought with the stolen money. From this wine that he bought with the stolen money. Also, maybe he's talking to do it. The wine that he bought with the stolen money is the wine, not the water. Right? I think that's Zemes. Who said the Zemes? It's 100% right. The Zen, the Ram, he has to eat this Basar. Hamishim shekel from this Basar. What's this Basar? The Basar that he bought with the father's money. V'yish techatzilug miyayin zeh. Half a loig from this wine that he bought with the stolen money. So what he bought with the stolen money was the wine, not the water. It has to be Meisig, the water. But the wine itself, the stolen wine, is the wine without the water. So attacking the Meduik and Rambam that the Shir Chatzi loig, it's Mesor, it's Mestabe that way anyway, that the Chatzi loig, because there's very little wine. Chatzi loig after you cut it with water, it doesn't come after that much wine. Chatzi loig is also not that much. It's too obvious, and it's not a great deal of wine. So it has to be before it's cut. So maybe the Rambam learned that Chatzi Leigmi Yain Italki doesn't mean there has to be special Italian wine. It means Yain Italki means the way it came from Italy before you cut it with the water. Like Yain Italki means as opposed to, you know, after you cut it with the water, the original wine. So maybe that's what the Rambam learned Italki. Play there.
Why the Shiva Mishnah until he steals Chatzi Lug of Yain? Buys Chatzi Lug of Yain with the money he stole. It's until he drinks Chatzi Lug of Yain.
No, I'm also not saying that the din of Chatzi Lug has to do with the stealing. I'm not saying that. I'm just medayik. I think that the Ram is like it's a subconscious. The Ram wrote Yain Zed to tell me that it has to be the stolen wine. I mean, just because he's talking about that wine, you know, you can't just steal and drink other wine. A lot of the Rams are telling me the halacha itself that he has to drink the wine that he stole or the wine that he bought with the stolen money. But I'm saying, Agav Urcha Shemanu, you see from the language of the Rambam, I'm not saying a lumdus over here, I'm just saying there's just a deek in the Lashon, that the Yayin, that the Chatzi Loig Yayin Zeh, the expression of Chatzi Loig Yayin Zeh, a half a leg of the wine that he bought with the stolen money, means that we're talking about the wine and not the wine and not the wine with the water. I'm not saying that it's connected to lumdus.
You only need Chatzi Loig of Yayin, that's not Mazug.
Right.
But the Lashon of the Mishnah is that the Shir is you drink Chatzi Lug Yayin Italki. Ad Sheshasa Chatzi Lug Yayin Italki.
V'yishta Chatzi Lug Yayin Italki. Yeah, well, I guess it's called he drank a Chatzi Lug. Of course, he drank it Al Yedei Mezigah, but it's still called that he drank a Chatzi Lug Yayin. Okay. Deacon Rama says this is, I think, correct. The Chatzi Lug is the Shir in the Yayin, not in the water. So I'm just saying, maybe that's the Italki over here. Or the Ram didn't have the Girsa. It's quite possible the Ram didn't have the Girsa. It doesn't make any mention of it yet.
I saw in the Rabbis, he says that in the times of the Mishnah, that was an important wine. Whereas right. In the times of the Rambam, that was no longer...
Yeah, but I don't know what he gained. So the Ram should say it has to be Yayin Mishuluch. So, yeah, I understand this. Now, you know, Italki was particularly then, you know. I don't think that... But the Ram should say something. Okay, let's see. Right, a piece of mona baser v'loy yain. So that's a mona is 100 the weight of 100 joules, and a loy yain. Ochel b'chabur is mitzvah. Ochel b'chabur is mitzvah. Says Rashi besudas mitzvah. Ochel atatim is there. I feel gone with Mishal Aviv. And then the Mishnah goes on. Ochel b'brachaydish. Rashi explains about. I don't know why that's not included in the Chaburis Mitzvah. I guess we'll worry about that when we get to the Gemara, but isn't that a kind of Chaburis Mitzvah? Ochel b'Chaburis Mitzvah, Ochel b'Rechaydash. That's a Chaburis Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah. I think when we get to the Gemara, we'll have to think about it. Gemara later. Ochel ma'is Hashem b'Yushalayim. Also an achilas mitzvah, says Rashi, v'chein kulam. And so, what's v'chein kulam? Afal pishin, what's v'chein kulam? Afal pishin gonfei mishal ovid potter v'taim v'farash b'gamar. Anyway, the Mishnah goes on, ochel nevelus treifah shkotzim v'ramosim. Ochel tevel ma'isa sheni shalini niftu t'umosu, ma'isa sheni v'hek v'shalini niftu. Not sure why it's in parentheses. Rashi on Amud Bey says that Ochel Tevel and Maisa Sheni doesn't mean that he stole Tevel and Maisa Sheni from the father because he has to steal the money and buy the food. It means he stole money and he bought with it, presumably bought money of Maisa Sheni. He stole money of Maisa Sheni and he bought with it now Paris of Maisa Sheni. That now becomes Paris of Maisa Sheni. Or maybe not. Maybe he just stole regular money and he bought Maisa Sheni from somebody. Not sure what's the case. We'll worry about it also when we get to the Gemara. Ochel davashu mitzvah v'davashu avera. Actually, what does Rashi say? He stole money of Maisa Sheni, or he stole money stam? Rashi said, "Omidis." Ochel Maisa Sheni, gone of mimoyis Maisa Sheni. Rashi said the money was Maisa Sheni. The kon of basir v'yayin v'ochel. So now the money had. Now the yayin, the basir and the yayin have k'tushas Maisa Sheni. The gone of basir v'yayin. can't be they still boss of the yayin. That's my that feel the chul nami like the amir actually gich boss of bezoil v'yechol v'yayin bezoil v'yish. They has to steal money and buy the boss of the yayin, and has to buy the boss of the yayin at a cheap price. That's a separate halacha, because otherwise it's not nimshach rashi. So how does this work? He stole money of Maisa Sheni. Let's have wisely, why does the boss of Yain get this as Maisa Sheni? He stole money of Maisa Sheni and he bought boss of Yain. So how does it get this as Maisa Sheni? He's not a, I guess maybe it's like Achayush, it was Yish and Shin Yerushush. Like, it's not his money. How is he able to be matvish, the tush of the money, onto the Basur and the Yayin? Maybe if you're the Bailam and the Mois Maisha Sheni, so that's the halacha. But, you know, you take the money, but it's Arta Kesav Yadech, and you go and you buy with the Paris, and the Paris get the tush of Maisha. But he stole the money. It's not his money. It's not Maisha Sheni. So he's taking somebody else's Maisha Sheni, he's buying Basur, he's buying Bokav Yayin. It's not a valid Mechira. So why should the tush be Nitpas and the Maisha Sheni? Unless it's talking about after Yush, so you have Yush and Shinir Shus. That's a shout. Maisha Sheni is Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailam. But even if it's Mama Gavoya, the Bailam have a purpose. I know that they're allowed to use it to buy, they're allowed to sell it. But that's a special law, they're allowed to sell it. But that's the Bailam, not him. Okay, also, I guess we'll worry about it more when we get to the Gemara about Maisha Sheni in the bottom of Amud Beis. But right now, I'm just pointing it out. Just had a thought, I don't know. It really also belongs to later, but I'm going to forget by later, so I'll mention it now. This just occurs to me that the Gemara says that there has to be Achikach Bosu Bezoil and Yayin Bezoil. That's Rashi, the Rashi that I just read mentions that. This halacha that he has to buy the Bosu and Yayin sheep. He buys the Basur and Yayin at a very high price, then he's not chayav. So Rashi learns. How do you think Rashi explains that? You know everything. The same way Rashi explains everything. That it's not mimshuch. If he gets a bargain, then it's going to be mimshuch. If it costs him a lot of money, then it's not so mimshuch. That's what Rashi learns. Just like a bargain. Right, where's the halacha? Yeah, so it's by us. Oh, it's right away. Yeah. There's that Nimshuch. The Rambam doesn't say a reason. The Rambam has the halacha. The Rambam says halacha mipi HaKabbalah. Achilazu, the halacha base. Achilazu shulchayi v'lev dvarim har b'yeshbe. There are many rules. Ve'im kulam halacha mipi HaKabbalah. It's halacha. Ein echayim skila sheyiknim shalovim v'yiknim bosu b'zol v'yayim b'zol. The Fina Rambam, that it's, the Rambam says halacha mipi HaKabbalah, he doesn't say a reason. So I can't absolutely prove this, but my feeling would be that the Rambam learned it's not because it's loy mimshach. If it's a bargain, it's more mimshach. First of all, the Rambam should say that, you know. The Rambam should say that explanation. Not just halacha mipi HaKabbalah, that's just an arbitrary halacha. It's a svar. And then in general we saw already the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have halacha, generally, except for Bas, was Gzeres HaKosu, Gzeres Melech. But generally speaking, the Rambam doesn't, Rashi always uses this explanation, Lo Mimshach. It's Rashi's explanation for everything, and the Rambam is generally not the explanation for anything. No, Bosa Chai, the Rambam says it's a mikra, it doesn't say because of Lo Mimshach. The Rambam doesn't seem to have doesn't seem to use this idea of Lo Mimshach. The Rambam says that there's halachas mipi HaKabbalah in the achila of Zoyla V'Soyve. So it's halacha mipi HaKabbalah, so maybe it doesn't have to have any reason at all. I don't think it's no reason at all either. You know, let me put it this way. I'll read to the Rambam. What is included in the halacha mipi HaKabbalah? There's no kulam halacha mipi HaKabbalah. Advar maharbe, and they're just a halacha. But I don't think they're arbitrary halachas. They have something in common. So he says like this, you have to, what are the halachas? Well, you have to yikna v'shaloviv, v'yikna basu b'zol v'yayim b'zol, and v'yachol yishtu chutz m'shasoviv, v'chabur shekulam reikonim u'b'chusim. That's halacha in Pia Kabbalah, that's the reikonim u'b'chusim. Does that mean it's a milsa b'lay time at all? The reikonim u'b'chusim is a milsa b'lay time, it's not a possible, but it's a halacha in Pia Kabbalah, it's a drama. It's halacha, it has to be chabur shekulam reikonim u'b'chusim. Is that just a total chayk, like paradum or something? It has no rhyme or reason why it has to be a chabur shekulam reikonim u'b'chusim. No, but I don't know. It has to do with the being zayil v'soyve. It has to be an achila mechueres. Part of the achila mechueres is that it's anosh with low life. V'yoychel habosar chay ve'ein achay mevushel ve'ein mevushel kederech shaganovim oichlim. And he has to eat the basar half cooked the way ganovim can eat it. So Rashi says, because it's more mimshach, he's a ganov. So it's more, he'll be more mimshach. If he has to eat it well done, then he'll never have a chance to eat such meat. But in the Rambam, again, the Rambam doesn't say that, and I would think from the association over here, the Rambam learned that it has to do with also with the being zayil v'soyvei. The way ganovim eat, this is how they eat. They don't. They're not connoisseurs. They're the grubber people. They eat the meat as soon as it's ready to eat. And he has to drink the wine mozug. Rashi says because otherwise not meshubuch. It has to be meshubuch in order to be mimshuch. But the Rambam says he has to drink the wine mozug, meaning later the Rambam explains mozug vein a mozug. Like drunkards drink, like people who drink a lot the way they drink. So again, it's part of the zayil v'soyvei. It has to be achila mechuleres. Part of the achila mechuleres that is zayil v'soyvei, that he drinks the way gagaronim drink. Rashi wouldn't say that Mosek has anything with kederach shagaronim. If Rashi was writing this halacha, Rashi would say that he has to drink the wine yai mozug ve'eni mozug kedesh yehi meshubuch, like the connoisseurs drink. But in the Rambam, it's the way the drunks drink, because it's the halacha over here. These are halachas of zayil v'soyvei, and he has to drink a lot. He has to eat a lot. He has to eat mishkol chamishim dinarim, and a chatzi loig, and so on and so forth. So just by association with the other halachas, that they're all halachas in the Rambam of how to be zayil v'soyvei. So now the Rambam says it has to be boser, that a yikne boser b'zol v'yayim b'zol. So what would you think what's the Rambam's take on boser b'zol and yayim b'zol? Also a lot of these lines, he has to drink like a drunk. When a drunk goes out to buy wine, what kind of wine does a drunk buy? Does he buy the fancy bottle? He buys the cheap wine that he can drink a lot of. And when he goes out to buy meat, when he's a glutton. Not a connoisseur, he's a glutton. Does he buy the fancy, the finest cut of meat that he did? You have to pay $20 for half a pound? No, he buys the cheap meat that he could buy a lot of. So it's all part of it's kederech shagagaronim shoysim, kederech shaganovim oichlim. This is the way this is the way thugs eat. So that's the basar b'zol v'yayim b'zol. It has to be cheap rat gut whiskey that drunks buy. And it has to be the cheap kind of meat that should get shakanovim. So that's the yayim bezel and the basa bezel. So that's the case. Again, I can't prove this, but that's my hagosha from the way the Rambam puts all these halachas together. All halachas, he never talks about a big meshubach. He talks about having to be. He talks about it being kederach shakaronim shayisim, kederach shakanovim eichlim. It's halachas mipi kabbalah and what goes into zayil v'soyvei. These are parameters of zayil v'soyvei that the Torah Shabbat adds. So if that's the case, so it says in the Rambam that yayin b'zol means cheap wine, and basar b'zol means cheap meat. Rashi learns it means he got a bargain, because then it's more mimshach if he gets a bargain. He got it on sale. That's the yayin b'zol, basar b'zol, because it's more mimshach if he gets it on sale. But the Rambam learns it's part of the zayil v'soyvei that it's the cheap meat and it's the cheap wine. I thought, so if that's the case, so it can't be that the yayin has to be yayin haitalki. That's a steer in Eobay. It has to be yayin haitalki, the best kind of wine, and it has to be yayin bezel that they sell for the cheapest. So the Ram Lashitosi doesn't have yayin haitalki. Again, I don't know if it was in Gerrish, if it was a different pshat from yayin haitalki. Maybe the Ram learned yayin haitalki is the cheapest wine. I don't know. Maybe that's the cheapest wine. The cheap wine from Rome, the good wine comes from France. The cheap wine is what they sell in Rome. Could be. In Rome they grew olive, not wine. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, that's an interesting thought. Maybe it's talking the cheap wine. So that's already good. The Rambam brings yayin b'zol. don't know, you have to go check elsewhere. I don't know if it's anywhere else we have in the Yayin Haitalki. You have to do a Bar-Ilan search for Yayin Haitalki in Chazal. Maybe that's what it means. That's an attractive thought. It's just cheap wine. Anyway, in any event, I think this may be in a kudovia that the Rambam Shitosik can't bring the halacha of that it has to be Yayin Meshubach. Because if I can't, the Rambam learns it has to be Yayin Bezol. And Yayin Bezol is part of the halacha of Zol of the Soveh. It's a cheap wine. Just the opposite of Rashi, it has to be Meshubach, the best wine, because it has to be addictive.
How do you buy the best wine in Bezol?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Rashi learns Yayin Bezol and Bosu Bezol. He said he got it on eBay. Got to say it.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, and he got it for cheap.
Price. Bezol,
right. Right. Fair. That's what Rashi learns.
Cheap.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah. Ochel kol meichel v'ochel basar, shasa kol mashke v'le shasa yayin, ein anasim in tzayim meir, at sheichel basar v'ishte yayin, shenema zoyu v'seyve. Yafi shen raya l'dova, zeichel dova, shenema alti v'seyve yayin, v'zoyu l'e basar l'amud. Sashi. Afi shen raya l'dova, the dilma meichel achrina nami kor l'zoyu, miu shloimai oho azare, de mimshach tve. Zeichel dova, de v'basar mikri zoyu, v'yayin mikri seyve. This is a list of the first Gemara. I'm observed. Tatim is there any day in Malah. I'm going to tell you a couple of days of Yayin. Nimsa Kaifel at the Bosov. Nimsa Tatim or Chatzim on it. That's what the Rambam Paskins do. Om Rav Chayna by Melda. Om Rav Huna. Ein Chay Vachikach Bosov Vizol Vyoichel Yayin Vizol Vyishte. The Chsiv Vizol Vizol Vizol. Glad to feed the Rambam that the Chsiv Vizol Vizol makes a lot of sense. That's what it means. The boss Zoyl is the guy who eats the cheap meat. Soyve means he drinks the cheap wine. The Fi Rashi, that he's rather drinking the best wine. He's got it on sale. So what's the and that's what's mimshichel. So what's the deal? Has Rashi on the chesiv zayil v'sayve? What does Rashi say? And this he doesn't say anything. Mitesh kofel b'esav yain. The comment on a kama chatzilog v'omer loy kofel nami b'osav have a mona. The kama shnei tatimin. Yain mizel aval b'yoykel eshichel emoyes lignev kulei hay v'loy mimshich. Zayil. Oh, Rashi on zayil. Lashon zayil. Yes, machdil emilsu. Rashi learns Zoyla Vesoyla means Zoloshin of Zoyla means cheap. It means he got it for cheap. It's good wine, but he got it for cheap.
That's probably why he has to say
Asmach. Yeah, right, that's an Asmach. The Fila Rama, maybe that's not. The Fila Rama would say, no, that's not the Pshad. Zoyla Vesoyla means the guy who buys the cheap wine and the guy who buys the best wine and the best meat, he's not a Zoyla Vesoyla, he's a connoisseur. The guy goes to the store and he buys the cheap wine, that's the drunk. That's the Zoyl Vesoyle. Yeah, I think it's true. It's hard to make chiyuch over here, things, you know, it's all high gushes from the Lashonis Ram, but I think it's true. Okay, you have to look up the Yayin Haitalki, it's not really interesting. Do a search for Yayin Haitalki.
You're out.
Can we make a million? Yeah.